The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late. There's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is... Catch my breath here, the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stetman. I'm with you on this Monday. Yes, it's a brand new week, folks, in the middle of a new month. Well, in the beginning of a new month. It's already the fourth day. Let me get this right. Are you watching me here, Mike? The fourth day of March 2019. Did I get the year right? Okay, got a thumbs up there. Steve Elkins, are you there?
I am here, sir.
You're going to love this one. I can't hold back. I got to do this story. Now, we all know who AOC is, which I think they're doing a disservice to everybody because it's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. See? Her mother. Did you ever know her mother's name, Steve?
No. Did not.
It's Bianca. What a name. Bianca Ocasio-Cortez and her little daughter, Alexandria. There was a Global News photograph, and who's standing to the left of them? Well, none other than the great Nancy Pelosi. Whatever her name is. You're going to love this one. I lived in New York area for most of my life, but I started being unable to afford it. Representative Alexander Ocasio-Cortez's ambitiously spendthrift, I'll get through this, Green New Deal, were ever to take effect, adding trillions in debt to the economy. It's estimated that the annual cost would be the equivalent of $65,000 per every American. Now, what that doesn't say is per year, per annum, decade, what, $65,000 per every American. Now, that's... That is likely to earn her a talking to from her mommy, Blanca. They have it as Bianca in one and Blanca in the other. I like the Blanca. Who was forced to flee the Empire State's excessive taxes for the more affordable Eustis, Florida, in Orlando suburbs. Blanca bought an 860-square-foot house for $87,000 in December 2016 and moved in, along with her mother, Clotilde, that is actually a rescue dog. And a rescue dog named Tammy. I guess Clotilde, Tildy, or whatever this is, must be mummy's name. Where in the hell are they getting these names? Clotilde and Alexandria and Blanca, at any rate. I lived in New York area for most of my life, but I started being unable to afford it. With the help of family members, she and her husband, Sergio, had moved from an apartment in the Bronx to a single-family home in West Chester County neighborhood of Yorktown Heights shortly after the 29-year-old Alexandria's birth. She did have a birth. Damn. But when Sergio, a small business owner, died of lung cancer in 2008, she struggled to make ends meet. After my husband died, the family went through tough times. I was cleaning houses in the morning and working as a secretary in the afternoon. She and Alexandria and her 26-year-old brother, Gabriel... Oh, wait a minute. There's a name that I can understand, Gabriel. Left for college, and it was a no-brainer. I was paying $10,000 a year in real estate taxes up north. I'm paying $600 a year in Florida. It's stress-free down here. However, BOC, I guess we got to add that to AOC, our vocabulary here, BOC said she thought her Trump-supporting neighbors had no idea prior to the article who she was. I don't like the limelight for myself and my family. I'll tell Ocasio that. But it seems that God played quite a joke on me with this politics stuff. No, Blanco, God played a joke on you with Alexandria. Back in New York, her daughter has done little to ease the pain of high taxes. A tweet criticizing Amazon's plan to set up shop there and return $3 billion in tax incentives caused the megalithic corporation to pull out of the deal, costing, as it's projected, 25,000 jobs. Even before that, New York was facing more than a $2 billion budget crunch, with many wealthy citizens turning into tax refugees, and federal reforms set a cap on the state and local deductions. Andrew Cuomo blamed Trump for the shortfall by requiring the wealthy to pay their fair share, but Ocasio-Cortez family may well agree with the president on demand. Now, that's not to say they share the same outlook on spending, however. The socialist-loving congresswoman not only wrote and co-sponsored the Green New Deal bill, but she also has advocated for a massive spending programs, including free college tuition and health care for all. Yippee, sounds easy. She said that spending initiatives could be funded in the same way as the wars and the bailouts of George W. Bush and Barack Obama administrations by running up deficits and printing additional money. However, Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell was one of the many who were skeptical of the plan. The idea that deficits don't matter for countries countries that can borrow in their own currency, I think it's wrong. Well, I've got the Powell story on the follow-up on this, Steve, and this is really bizarre. This is the masked man that came to your house to rob you, but instead, he takes off his mask and he rings your doorbell, and he's going to greet you personally before he shoots you and steals your stuff, I guess. I don't know. But Jerome Powell has been making some very interesting observations. And what really set him off was just recently, after Ocasio-Cortez came out with her dribble about the Green Deal, he came out with his take on this a few days ago. Ocasio-Cortez recently said she would support using modern monetary theory, the idea that because government controls its own currency, there's no real need to balance the budget to fund socialist policies like Medicare for All and free college tuition. The idea that deficits don't matter for countries that can borrow in their own currency, I think it's just wrong, according to Powell. The U.S. debt is fairly high. Fairly high. I wonder what the hell high is to this guy. U.S. debt is fairly high as level of economic output, and more important than that, it's growing faster than economic output. We're going to have to either spend less or raise more revenue. Powell said that though he's not familiar with modern monetary theory, he found surprisingly some of the spending proposals outlined by the recent framework of her new Green Deal. The radical policies would mean investing trillions of dollars, more than a gross domestic product of any nation except the U.S. and China, and I guess that's combined, into attaining a net zero balance of carbon emissions. I haven't really seen a carefully worked out description of what is meant by MMT. It may exist, but I haven't seen it, Powell said. But I've heard some pretty extreme claims attributed to that framework, and I don't know whether that's fair or not. Here's a guy telling you he doesn't know what's fair when he's bending us all over the barrel. Powell also rejected the bizarre idea that the Fed should pay for the Green New Deal. To the extent people are talking about using the Fed, our role is not to provide support for particular policies, bailouts, excuse me. Rather, the Fed's job is to keep interest rates low to ensure stable prices and low unemployment. Gee, Steve, you think they failed on those last two points?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. And there's a new guy coming. What's Frank's last name, Mike? Frank Allen? He's the Canuck? Oh, no cards, letters, or emails. You mean the Canadian? That's Mike Phillips. Are you sure Mike's the Canadian? Massachusetts. At any rate, these are two new talk show hosts. They're going to be coming up on the network in just a couple of days. As soon as one gets the internet and the other one, well, it's slated and should start Wednesday, all things being equal. In any rate.
What time slot are they going to be on,
John? That's 9 to 11.
Okay.
Frank's going to take 9 to 10, and the other guy is going to take 10 to 11.
Okay.
I'm sorry? Mike Phillips. I'll get that name. It's new to me now. It won't be in a while. At any rate. Things, I was talking to him today and, ask him, how's the economy where you're done? This whole thing has been a sham, Steve. Mm-hmm. The fake it until you make it idea. I guess that might be corporate policy. Cross your fingers. Hope that you don't have too many regulations that are going to do too many bad things to you. You've paid off the right politicians. Or you've gone into the marketplace with the idea to eliminate your competition and the politicians help you, whatever the case may be. But it is not, folks, what you think is going on. My weekend board op, Ken, told me, I think he said Mike Hillsborough. Does that sound familiar? Hillsborough, Texas. There's one of these factory outlet malls. Which, when they first showed up, people thought, oh, well, this is a direct outlet to the manufacturer. That means cheaper prices. No, it doesn't. It just means that they have a store with their own brand, and what you buy in that store is their brand. It took people a little while to catch on to that, but they thought they were going to get a good deal. Well, anyhow, he comes down here every weekend to run the board for the weekends, and he said, this one up in Hillsboro, he said, you drive by the thing, he says, it's all vacant or boarded up. And folks, have you noticed strip malls in any town USA? Drive by them, take a look at them. A lot of them are gone. These are mom and pop, sometimes boutique, specialty shops, whatever the case may be. These were the businesses that depended on disposable income. Your disposable income, not theirs, yours. For buying their product or service or a bunch of flowers or whatever they were doing. The disposable income, Steve, is drying up. And it has been since, well, it's been going on 11 years now. Ever since the takedown by the banks back in 08, nobody went to jail. It seems that if you've got a briefcase and a $5,000 suit and a nice smile, you can steal more than any guy with a gun ever possibly could. And then do the old payola, grease the palms, those that keep you out of jail, and we'll just continue on our merry way. Well, everybody is whistling past this graveyard, Steve, and nobody's paying attention. Nobody.
Well, I talked about that a little bit on Sunday, and I know Keith Rogers did also. You have the article on about the 465
store closures, and that happened in 48 hours.
Yeah. No, I agree. The picture, what I see, is totally different from what we're being told. And I started tracking the Baltic Dry Index again for a while, and I stopped when I found out they were tweaking it. Then I started following it again, and they've dropped off. They stopped messing with it. It's 664 yesterday. And the lowest, we're talking about, the lowest we've ever seen was in, February of 2008. Excuse me. It was 290, and the height was, I've got the dates messed up. 290 was the low. The highest we've ever seen was 11,793.
Now,
and
we are
64.
When was the 11,000?
I will pull it up right here on my email and tell you. I sent this over to Keith, too. Let's see. I'll tell you the actual dates.
And while you're doing that, this Baltic Dry Index, the only thing this really measures is goods being shipped into the United States, mostly by container ships.
Right.
you know, these big things that you can't imagine how they ever stay upright in a hurricane. Well, I got news for you. A lot of them don't. That's like looking at these cruise lines that they're now building. They've got 15, 20 decks above the gunwales of the ship. Now, excuse me, folks. I know the center of gravity is the same on dry land as it is the ocean. And you're only going to be able to tilt that ship so many degrees, either port or starboard, before she wants to roll over. And with that kind of weight, it's going to roll over and stay rolled over. Yep. Yeah.
Well, here's your numbers.
Okay,
your numbers.
Go ahead.
May 20th, 2008, it was the height, 11,793. And the lowest we've seen is 290, and that was back in February 10th, 2016. And the other day, yesterday, I checked 664. And they were tweaking this for a while, just like the plunge protection and the quantitative easing on the markets. But
Now you mentioned the February of which year?
February 10th of 2016.
And it was at what?
290.
Now, there's your indicator that things have slowed down. The consumer demand in the country. There's no use in sending materials and product, finished product, overseas to our shores if there's not going to be any market.
Right.
And hold on to your hats, folks. And I'm sure once somebody sniffs this out, it's going to be Trump's fault on the exports. But the United States exports are down $2 billion. Now, this isn't about Amazon or going to Amazon. We're putting the poor bricks and mortar people out of work. Folks, I don't know. I'm resistant to change because a lot of times change, it's good for some quarter and some people and other people, it's not good. And you get the idea. It's kind of a, you know, upside down or risk versus gain. And sometimes those that think they're going to gain, they're losers. But the point being is that many people, and I've seen it written about, talked about, well, you know, it's these Amazon, and it's really affecting the bricks and mortar stores. Somewhat, folks, I get it, somewhat. But that's not the main drive here. This is not why we have a world economic slowdown. It's because of the stinking, choking debt that everybody's got hung around their necks, thanks to the international bankster gangsters and the games they love to play. They want big balance sheets because they want you to service the debt. And by that, they mean we need you to pay the interest. Forget about the principal. You can kick that can down the road for the next 100 years for all we care. We just want you to keep paying the juice on the outstanding balance. And that's what this is all about. This is what amazes me, that this Fed chairman, my God in heaven, I wish these people would take a red pill or something.
Or John, did you give a list of the names of their companies?
No, I pulled up the story and we got off okay. Another jag here. But
you got right here: Gap, JCPenney, and Foot Locker, Payless Shoes. And you want to give the comment you gave me on Victoria's Secret? Victoria's Secret, yes, they're closing.
Well, give,
we're in trouble.
Yeah, okay. Are they closing entirely, or are they just paring down?
I think they're paring down. I think
okay.
So. Let's hope so.
Now, in a lot of malls, they have what? Victoria's Secret stores. I was kind of shocked about 10 years ago. I saw one down here in Texas, and I thought, oh, okay. I never went in, and I would walk quickly by. I mean, chill.
Well, security was called on me and asked me to leave. I wouldn't leave the front case. I was just standing there and staring.
Really?
You have to leave, sir. You have to leave. I'm just looking. You have to leave. You've been here long.
Wait a minute. Well, then why is glass clear? Why can I see through it? I can't window shop or fantasize?
I don't know. I didn't know you couldn't, you know, get really close to the glass. I think there was some... I don't know.
Well, at any rate, why should this business, just because there's an economic downturn, why is it... Sex is still sells, right, Steve?
I thought it did, yeah.
So in economic times, do men lose their libido and their wish to buy their wife something sexy?
It's that fluoride in the water, John, remember?
Well, it's those weirdos that stare through the windows and scares the customers off. We'll be back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back. Steve, do not let me get out of here today without reading partially a little letter that was written to me.
Sure.
On the issue of abortion.
Hey, good time. Can I ask you a question real quick?
Before I get into this? Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, because I got an email on it, and I gave her my answer, and I wanted to throw it by you. She asked me a question, reader, listener to the network, your show and my show and several others. Asking the question why other world leaders aren't pushing back and getting and saying more about what the United States is doing. We're talking about mainly North Korea, Kim Jong-un, not pushing back and not saying, you know, pointing out the imperialism, the United States being the bully, you know, in the sandbox here. And, you know, it's just kind of polite. And I answer back, you know, I think they are pushing back and they are using some rhetoric. And I don't think it's being advertised or told to the American people. I think it's being suppressed by the mainstream media. But I just can't imagine somebody being pushed around like Kim Jong-un and just saying, well, you know, and saying nothing. I mean, I would get pretty angry after a while. And I'm sure I would call a spade here. And I think it is happening. I just don't think the mainstream media is reporting it. And I guess the question to you is, what do you think is going on here? Are these world leaders, are they all a bunch of pusses, or Are they just what are they just what what's the deal? They're just kind of, well, okay, we'll just take what you say and never push back. I don't know.
It's going to take this guy Kim Jong-un with the bad haircut. Mm-hmm. It's going to take him a while to sell this to the North Koreans. But what the proverbial carrot is that North and South can unite. You both can enjoy the productivity, the gross national product, you know, unseparate yourself. And there are riches to be had and money to be made. Now, that's the proverbial carrot dangling in front of Kim Jong-un, and he's got to try to sell this to the North Koreans. South Koreans are all down for this. They want a united country again. It's been split for, what, 60, almost 70 years?
Yeah,
they're a little tired of that. So, you know, with conditions being in North Korea as they are, folks, communism and socialism doesn't pay. Eventually, everybody runs out of money. Mm-hmm. Everybody else's money, that is. And socialism and communism doesn't work. Whether Reagan saw this as the advantage of, well, we can borrow as much as we want from the Federal Reserve to do the Cold War and build a weaponry to bankrupt Russia, they looked at it and said, this is a losing proposition. If you really want to know why the Iron Curtain fell, the communism wasn't sustainable. And people got tired of block-long queue lines for rolls of toilet paper. Did you ever read the accounts of Russians that come to this country and walk into a grocery store? They about die of a heart attack.
Yeah.
They look around going, the variety, the products. You've got everything, and I don't have to wait. And if there's too much of a line at a checkout, and another checkout comes, they open up a register, and it's stuff that they have never seen before. They don't understand what free market can do for a marketplace with product placement. Having said all that, negotiations take a while. This deal has been standing for 70 years. Now, Kim Jong-un didn't come right out. Because, folks, this is taught to the North Koreans as children in school that what the United States wants to do is destroy North Korea, and they want to occupy it like we did Germany for so many years. Well, still do.
Yeah.
All part of this wonderful North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which should have been done away with after World War II, wasn't necessary. Now it's just there as a bully, a bully pulpit, if you will, to strike out at people like Vladimir Putin in Russia. But having said all of that, what was her question?
Well, she just wanted to know why he didn't push back and get more vocal and call out the United States of being what they really are, a bully nation, you know. And I said, I don't know. The only tough talk I've seen actually that's been reported is with Russia, Vladimir Putin, and basically saying, well, we got missile sites, so they're going to be over here and here. And, you know, you pointed them at us. You want another Cuban missile crisis? We'll give you one. We'll do the same. Mm. And he's the only one that's been really tough on the talk. And other leaders are just saying, well, you know, they're just silent. They're just being pushed around. And I'd have to agree, it's kind of strange to be pushed around and never say anything bad, you know, coming back. I don't know. It didn't make sense to me.
Well,
other than if the mainstream media is suppressing what's really going on the other side. It could be.
Steve, yes. What do you mean could be? Yeah. If we had an honest media that reported both sides of the story,
yeah,
you know, the who, what, where, why, and how, we wouldn't have to be here. Yeah. Okay.
Well, let's look at this real quick, the North Korea situation. What incentive does Kim Jong-un have to give up all his nuclear proliferation and what he wants to do? He sees what's going on in Venezuela. He sees an illegal coup. He knows what they're trying to do, overthrow the country, take over Venezuela. So why would he want to give up something to protect his own country to understand that they may do the same thing to him?
The carrot is dangling in front of his face. Like I said, he's got to be able to sell this to the North Koreans because being united and doing away with nuclear weapons and having your markets open to the world, it pays better. All right, let's take this break. 800-313-9443. If we hit a particular nerve out there, a subject you want to comment on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Retail apocalypse, 465 store closures in just 48 hours. Amazing what can happen in just a couple of days. Following government shutdown delays, data for December and January spending and income collapsed on Friday. This is one of the most significant drops in consumer spending since the financial crash. Folks, they're talking about 2008, which happened to be, what, 11 years ago? We were in and out of the Great Depression in 11 years. Of course, there was World War I Part II that they needed to fire back up. But be that as it may, we are in our 11th year of the greatest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind. And there's a very good reason why no outlets, while everybody is running around cold but stupid as to actually what happened in 2008, it would make it more than understandable the ripple effect, and what's happening in the markets and consumer markets today. I mean, that's bottom line. Now, as if the situation wasn't already dire enough, U.S. consumers dialed back their spending, and let's call that what it is, disposable income spending in the last several months has put a sizable dent into sales growth and foot traffic at U.S. malls. Ta-da! Last month, we noted that the retail apocalypse isn't over. It's just getting started. And they say we were right. Fox 5 New York is reporting that major chains such as Gap, JCPenney's, Victoria's Secret, and Foot Locker have all announced massive closures, totaling more than 465 stores in the last 48 hours. All four companies reported fourth quarter results last week for the holiday period, with three of them, Gap, Penney's, and Victoria's Secret, reporting a sizable decline in same-store sales, while Foot Locker had a small, modest growth. That's because Foot Locker's competition has gone out of business. But at any rate, with somewhat decent growth, because apparently consumers still need to walk, Foot Locker shocked investors Friday, with 164 store closures across the country. That comes less than 24 hours after Gap told investors it would close 230 stores over the next several years. Yeah, several years, my eyeball. After the company's same-store sales plunged 7% during the holiday quarter. And folks, remember, it used to be the retailers that looked forward to the holiday season because that was double plus good on their profit side. Not anymore. If the hemorrhaging wasn't enough, JCPenney was back on the chopping block with 18 more department store closures through the second half of this year, including three from January. Bob Phibbs, CEO of New York-based consultancy The Retail Doctor, believes JCPenney will announce another round of store closures in the second half. Phibbs told Fox Business, "It's mind-boggling that JCPenney still thinks they have time when the clock has run out and there's no real plan. Closing 18 stores is barely a drop in the bucket of JCPenney's more than 850 stores. If this was a big, bold effort to reinvigorate the brand, they should have announced they were closing hundreds of stores and investing in outstanding experience at their other locations." Now, that builds on recent store closure announcements by Gymboree, Payless Shoe Source, Charlotte Russe, and Ann Taylor, to name a few. Even Tesla last week announced it would be closing all of their U.S. showrooms. Yeah, you can buy the wonderful electric vehicle that's so wonderful, folks, only online. You can't go look at it. A whopping 4,500 store closures have been announced by retailers in the first several months of this year. The number is expected to increase in the coming months as growth prospects for the U.S. economy are expected to be near zero for the first quarter. Steve.
Yes.
Holy mackerel.
I know. It's pretty serious stuff, isn't it?
This is what we've been telling people. And, you know, I'm waiting for the, you know, a big strong sonar ping out there. I'm waiting for the report back, and I'm not hearing anything.
And I don't know if Americans buy this. I mean, 3.7%, I think it's 3.6 now. And I don't see it. You don't see it? I ask most Americans. I talk to a lot of people, and I had people telling me these are bogus numbers too. They actually said, "I don't buy any of these numbers." So, but mainstream media keeps pitching them. And so Sean Hannity is one of the biggest pitchers of these lies on numbers. And he gets up there, "Oh, the great economy, the robust, and factories are improving." And Trump is saying more factories are moving back to the United States. Where are they coming back? Tell me. It's not happening. This is a huge fraud.
Well, you know, are you going to expect the truth out of Sean Hannity when he's got a $30 million per year contract?
Nope,
I don't. He's going to lie exactly the lies they tell him to tell.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, you can go out there and get another conservative. I mean, actually, he's getting a little bit old. He's developed a second chin. His hair is getting a little bit gray. He's not that youthful conservative that all the women were in love with. They can go out and find another fake conservative. You know, it amazes me. You know, we talk about the left and how this thing about socialization, the Casio Cortezes and the this and the Bernie Sanders. Folks, if you've noticed, there's a pushback against this, and we're not going to have a socialist country per se. We're not going to have the Cortezes of the world running this country. What this is designed to do, and please, listen to what I'm saying. What this is designed to do is for you to condemn and excoriate the left for their stupid ideas, while all the while sending the support over to the other side of the aisle. And the other side of the aisle, folks, is just as screwed up as the left side. These are the paradigms of politics that they just love to play, and they're masters at it. You people that sit there and watch the races, the Senate races, the congressional races, the presidential races, you know, all that's fine and dandy. It's great entertainment. As a matter of fact, Steve, I was watching the Trump debates from 2016. The most dynamic political theater I have ever witnessed in my life. And for Donald Trump to get up there as brash and unchecked as he is, just to slice and dice everybody, was something to behold, and it was great entertainment, but that's what it was. It was entertainment. Yeah. This is designed to for you to cleave even more, even more to the right, the neocons, the liars, you think the Democrats are the only ones that love debt? Wrong. Right. You know, we've got a real problem in this country, and the problem is they're not, A, following the Constitution, B, they're allowing the socialists into their parties, and you don't think there's little commies or socialists on the right? You better think again. But this is a prime target. Go after the left. See, compared to the right, they're bad. The right, oh, we still have some things to work through, but we're good.
Yeah.
It's all the same claptrap.
It is. It is at that. You know, any of our listeners calling in, wherever they're calling from out the country, I'm sure they'll tell you the same story that you and I see, boarded up these stores. These strip malls are empty.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just certain locations. This is across the globe here. This is across the United States. I have them out here. We have a nice mall. Very few stores in the mall going out of business, or they're just empty. They've never come back. And our Sears closed down here. So, no, this is serious stuff. And I don't know. Just this lying, continued lying. Mainstream media continues to lie about it also. Trump's lying about it. I don't know. I guess when it all hits the fan, John, then the Democrats will then use that against Donald Trump to say you caused it all. But they're certainly hiding the facts, the numbers right now. They're hiding them all.
Well, and you know what? That's a serious mistake. There's an old adage in politics. You know, you can schmooze and you can cruise and you can kiss babies' rear ends and shake people's hands. Or is that stealing their lollipops? Yeah, that's right. They steal the lollipops. Sorry. But in the final analysis, it's a lot of brouhaha, and the substance is what they do, not what they say. It's the fruits of their labors, whether it's misguided or not. And they don't want to follow the Constitution. And they're making up their own rules. They're creating agencies that are making and creating their own law, which is against our Constitution. I find it fascinating, all these political fights going on about the wall. You know, look, I'm getting tired of the wall. And we've gone from a wall that's going to be a mile high to only sections will be built, but we're going to put more people on the border. Look, this is all political theater. This is garbage. What Trump is doing by declaring a national emergency, if this isn't one, I don't know what it is. I really don't. And if he has to go out and take monies from other agencies, let him do it. The Army Corps of Engineers, they're hanging around doing pretty much next to nothing. So let's throw a couple of billion dollars, let them get their work clothes on, put them to work. By the way, they're controlled by the Pentagon. But let's skim off some money, maybe a couple of billions off of that little free package we sent to Israel, along with some brand new spanking missiles. We'll get around to that as well. But, Steve, this is absolutely, I just saw a story today, fentanyl coming across the border. They made a bust, and I guess the distribution place was a high-rent neighborhood, and, well, there was enough fentanyl in that house to kill a couple of million people.
Saw that.
You know, and I'm looking at this, and I'm going, okay, how many people have been killed in this country by drunk drivers? We got baby rapers, we've got the scum of the earth coming across this border, and that's not to say everybody that's trying to get in this country are scumbags. It's not the point. The point is we should have sovereignty, we should have a border, and we should be able to vet and check who we're letting into this country, whether it's one or a million. I don't care. The numbers don't matter. It's the principle behind the sovereignty and having control of your own borders is the central question, and they keep passing it off, Steve, as to, well, this is not humanitarian. Well, you know, there's many targets in the world that you can be looking at right now. Why don't you look at the Israelis continue to kill Palestinians and steal their land? Why don't you look at Yemen or Saudi Arabia, and we're feeding these guys all kinds of technology and weapons, and all they're doing is turning Yemen into a mass graveyard. You know, I love this myopic humanitarian stuff. Steve, I see pictures, and I've been waiting for the starving skeletons to be, you know, grasping at the fence with their last breath and expiring because they've just starved to death. These people are clothed better than most people that I know. They're fat or very well fed. They don't look like they're starving, and they got nice clothes on, and many of them have cell phones. So excuse me. You might be having problems in your country. We've got them here as well. But your problems don't automatically become our problems because you want to.
Right.
It don't work that way. And on this issue, you know, they've turned it into now it's a constitutional thing. Well, does the president really have the authority to do this? Well, I've seen a lot of executive orders. The president had no business doing executive orders. And this is when he can't get the help of the Congress to get what he wants. President, I mean, tell you who really kicked this off in great style was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. This guy wrote something like 1,100 executive orders. And when he couldn't get his way, or the court struck down this or that, saying that it might not be constitutional, it's been an end run for every president since. And not one of these executive orders, folks, think of this. Not one of them has ever been trashed, thrown in. It becomes law in 60 to 90 days. Boom, it's law. How did it become law out of an executive order that didn't go through Congress, didn't have a debate, nobody was checking the boxes to see if this was constitutional? It's all horse manure. Our system of government has been hijacked, and it has been for a number of years. This is why this tickles me about the Ocasio-Cortezes. But I thought you'd really enjoy that story that she had to get onto God's waiting room in order to survive because she couldn't live in New York. And look where Ocasio Cortez is from.
Yeah, I'll probably bump into her at the grocery store.
Oh, God.
Hey, speaking of which, you know what would be the ultimate payback for Donald Trump when he leaves office, if he doesn't do a second term?
He will.
The ultimate payback would be to pardon Bernie Madoff. Would that be funny? All the Jewish people this guy scammed, and you know you don't scam Jewish people.
Well, who do you think the Democrats are going to run for their presidential choice?
Bernie Sanders, I guess.
No.
Biden.
Who? Joe Biden. And if Joe Biden, oh God, please let it be. Do you think Donald Trump can handle Biden?
Yeah, he should be able to.
Yeah, I think he should be as well. That little pervert.
unless you got some major voter fraud, election fraud, yes, he should win that
one. Yeah, I agree.
Bernie Madoff out. That'd be funny.
No. I wished he would, in his second term, instead of being a lame duck president, he could light the world on fire by telling the Federal Reserve in this country, well, you've had a good run. You've made billions, if not trillions, in illicit interest money. And the party's over. We're taking over our banking system again. That's what I'm waiting for out of Donald Trump. I don't care if Donald Trump doesn't say or do anything for the balance of this term. He's not going to have any opposition. Have you seen any serious Republicans come forth and saying, well, I'm thinking about running for president in 2020?
Not one.
Not one.
Not one yet. Should be by now.
Because they know damn right well it's going to be like a high dive into a leaf shredder.
Yeah.
And they know that. Now, would I prefer that Donald Trump be a little bit more tempered? And, you know, folks, you know, I'm sure that your husband or your wife has things that they don't like about you, but they've accepted it. It's part of you. Do they seek to change them? Only if they're damn fools. Leopards don't change their spots. They just become less apparent in dimmer lights.
True.
Russian envoy to UN humiliates neocon henchman Elliot Abrams, says he's a scheming liar. But you see, this is Russian TV news, and Steve, don't you get it? this is a Russian takeover of the political parties here in this country. It's all a grand conspiracy. So why do we keep getting stories that are telling the truth out of Russia?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm thankful that we are, because I read that and I got very angry at Hugh after I read that article. It's a good article.
It is.
It really is. He's a scumbag, and there's somebody definitely deserving of a noose around his neck, this Elliot Abrams. This guy's a bad guy.
He has been for a number of years. I mean,
yes, he is.
You want to talk about the neocons. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the mold.
Yep.
You know, I just – fascinating. We got a break here. I guess nobody wants to interrupt us with a phone call, Steve. I find that rather odd.
I got a funny feeling Art Off the Grid's going to call.
First-time callers today, folks. First time. 800-313-9443 is the number. Folks, exercise your vocal cords. Get used to talking. It won't hurt. Trust me. And you can use it when you go and talk to other people.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When it gets cold outside and you got nobody to love, you'll understand what I mean when I say there's no way we're gonna give up. Like a little girl cries in the face of a monster that lives in her dreams.
We are back. Steve, I want to take a few minutes to answer this letter that I was sent.
Sure.
And we do appreciate the support for the network. They go on to say, we do appreciate all that you do and RBN do and hope to do. Like some loyal listeners, however, we do not agree with every issue that RBN hosts feel strongly, if not rabidly on. We have found it essential to keep a remote with a mute button at hand more and more. We frankly have been long before and after Roe v. Wade, and at this time strongly in favor of the ultimate autonomy of the individual over their own body. This means women must be the final arbiter over what happens with their own bodies. Let's be clear, Roe v. Wade finally made it. Neither government nor anyone else should be in a position to accuse her of murder, as was fully implemented in the past, for having a fertilized egg unimplanted for 9 months, regardless of her part in this situation. We are for choice. When programs turn into competitions, hosts and callers who can use the most lurid terminology and, I'm not sure what that word is, language about women's reproduction, who should be allowed to force someone else into something good with their body? It should be asked, don't forget the powerful power of church and monarchy had eunuchs. We feel it important to bring this to RBN's attention. The state may start small with forced vaccines, no-fly list, ever more controlling health insurance, pressure from organ donations, limits on women's full spectrum of reproductive choice. Birth control was not medically, legally, and available everywhere in the U.S. for many years. Take your choice with which ones you think someone else should be controlling your family with. Now, I've not addressed this before, but I've said this before on air, even before Roe v. Wade, when the conversation started about women's reproductive and abortion, and they were illegal, and women had to go in back alleys with guys with rusty hangers, and you know the horror stories. We heard all of those. But what I said about this was, I bought the argument back in the 70s myself. Well, who the hell is the government to tell a woman what they should do with her body? Well, do you know how many abortions have been performed? And when you don't have a respect for that life, and whether you like this or not, folks, you, as a male or a female, you know what you're on this earth to do, don't you? To reproduce, to carry on the species. Whether you choose to or not, that's your choice. Okay? Whether you have a bunch of children or you choose to have no children. But the point was that when you start meddling around with life itself, there was going to come a day, as we are seeing today, that it's okay to go full term. It's even okay for that baby to come out alive, and it's okay if we take a viable, living human being, 9 months gestation in mama's womb, and when it comes out, if it's still alive, we'll just snap its neck. Now, I didn't want to get into this, but these fine folks, they're supporters of the network, and I understand your feelings about this, but also understand about the morality and ethics behind this and where it has led to today. You ever heard of the camel's nose in the tent? Well, the damn thing's in there eating your figs, both humps, and it's looking at you going, "It's hump day." And this ain't a Geico commercial. So there's my spiel on the reproductive rights. People are just using this anymore as a convenience. Whoops, oh, look at there, I just got pregnant. No, you didn't get it off a toilet seat. It was a man and a woman, okay? And the process should be respected. I'm not here to tell you what you do with your body. I'm just asking you to use your mind, your heart, and your soul.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.